Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, Podcast Health. That's really where you should get all your health podcasts. Podcasthealth.com, the site for health-related podcasts. And we have a great guest. This is 1284B. The Bs are always wonderful guests. And you'll see that Joshua Brown, Proving a Miracle, is his book, Unlocking the Power of Prayer to Heal. It's published by my first publisher, HarperCollins. It is a wonderful, wonderful book, but I'm going to talk to you more about that in a few minutes. The 1284A, the A's are always the medical news of the week and what it means to you. And we had a raft of impressive medical news this week, including the use of stem cells derived from a human body that were regressed. They were actually adult cells regressed to baby cells made into heart cells and help people with heart failure. 20 patients with heart failure improve their quality of life. That's, in my mind, a miracle, but maybe not the same type of miracle as Josh Brown is going to talk about. And there were a whole bunch of cancer-related stories as well on the A segment. Our sponsors today are Life's First Naturals, the makers of bovine colostrum, TrueBiotic probiotics, and Dye Rescue and Releasium. Releasium is a great adjunct to the GLP-1s as it decreases the symptoms of nausea, vomiting, constipation, and diarrhea in about 70% of people who have those symptoms when they either increase the dose or when they're on a stable dose and have those symptoms when they're taking one of the GLP-1s like Zepbound, Mounjaro, Wegovy, Ozempic, and tirzepatide. So thanks very much for thinking of them. The other sponsor is ForYoungevity.com. You can go to MyWellSteps.ai. It's a .ai, not a .com, and take sample the coaching program for both hypertension or high blood pressure and for stress management at mywellsteps.ai. Wella is the coach. Go to the oral coach and you can talk to her about anything in medicine, or you can talk to her about your dog if you want. She's a great coach. So that's at mywellsteps.ai. But for today, we have a wonderful guest for you. Josh Brown is a great author. He is the former head of the training program in neuroscience, the graduate program in neuroscience at Indiana University. He's now a full professor of psychological and brain sciences there. He is going to talk about, in this book, he does talk about his own so-called, or what I think he will call, a miracle, and proving a miracle, unlocking the power of prayer to heal. It's published by HarperCollins. You can go to his website, Josh, J-O-S-H, Brown, B-R-O-W-N, Neuro, N-E-U-R-O.com, to find out more about him and the book, Proving a Miracle. Josh, let me go and ask you, what do we know about the mechanism of prayer? Why does it work?
Yeah, well, first, Mike, thanks so much for having me. And why does prayer work? I think I start with that question in my book in terms of what are the brain mechanisms by which spiritual practices and beliefs affect our health. In the first part of my book, I trace out the paths by which our beliefs affect things like cortisol, affect things like adrenaline, affect stress hormones and things like that, which in turn can have all kinds of knock-on effects on our immune system and on various aspects of health downstream from that. That's certainly part of what's going on with prayer. we actually just published a clinical trial of the effects of prayer at the University of Maryland Medical Center just a week ago. And in that, we showed that people who came for their medical appointment at the University Medical Center, who stayed after and got prayed for in person for healing for just 5 minutes, had improvements in their pain scores and their anxiety scores that lasted weeks. There are powerful effects by which, and in that case, this was an in-person where you have one person praying for another person for healing, physically touching them, you know, in of course appropriate ways. And so I think there's a very powerful human interaction side of things. Now, that said, I think as I get farther into the book, I explore phenomena that are harder and harder, I think, to explain. So it turns out that there are cases of, I've personally seen a number of individuals who were blind, apparently blind, after prayer, found that they could see. And I don't say that lightly because, you know, I'm still a neuroscientist, right? I'm currently, you know, I teach neuroscience. I oversee graduate programs in neuroscience. So I don't say that lightly. But at the same time, there are cases documented in the medical literature of people who've gone blind. What they had was what's called a functional neurological disorder, where the person is truly blind, but there's no apparent organic cause of the blindness. In other words, it's not clear that their eyes are damaged or the part of the brain that processes vision is damaged. It's generally due to severe stress. And so when that stress is alleviated, when it's addressed through, for, you know, in one case with just brief cognitive behavioral therapy, the vision returned.
Are there epigenetic changes? Has anyone studied the epigenes? Has anyone looked at what we call the heat map of what happens with prayer? Because there's got to be real change that's occurring. At least in my mind, there has to be some effect on the physiology, if you will. In other words, what you're saying is there are miracles that occur because of prayer, and we ought to find out what I think is there probably is a physiologic mechanism by which prayer actually gets its effect.
So I'm not aware of epigenetic studies looking at the effects of prayer like that. I think there's relatively few studies that have been done specifically on the effects of prayer. But in terms of broader sort of biopsychosocial studies of the effects of interpersonal interaction, the effects of that social context and interaction, I think for that, there are definitely studies showing that prayer will change brain function, for example.
Talk to us about your own case. By the way, we're talking with Josh Brown. The website is Josh Brown Neuro, N-E-U-R-O. He is a neuroscientist, who's a full professor at Indiana University, used to run the graduate program there in neurosciences. And he came to this, and I can tell you he came to this from my reading as a skeptic, and now believes that there is the power of prayer to heal. The book is called Proving a Miracle, Unlocking the Power of Prayer to Heal. So Josh, tell us, I know you describe your own case in the book. It's not giving away the whole book, but it is, I think, very instructive in what happened.
Yeah. So when I was 30 years old, and my wife was 9 months pregnant with our first child, I suddenly had a seizure. I was taken to the ER.
The ER is the emergency room.
The emergency room, yeah. And so I was within a few weeks diagnosed with a brain tumor. And, you know, the irony wasn't lost. I was doing my research at the time, scanning other people's brains, right? I was regularly putting people in the MR, you know, special kind of MR where we measure brain activity. And here I was, you know, having MRIs done on my own head, and then I was diagnosed. So, and at the time, I realized pretty quickly that this was bad, and there was a good chance I would be dead within a few years despite treatment. And that was the point at which I got really interested in the question of whether miracles are possible, whether they happen. And I had grown up in a, you know, sort of a Christian setting, But I'd never seen a miracle, never heard of such things. Only as, you know, that happened long ago and far away, but that doesn't happen anymore. And so I decided that I had to find out. I had to find out whether miracles happen, whether they're possible. And if so, how does it work? And so that began a journey of many years, traveling all around the world, exploring, observing, participating in these, particularly prayer and spiritual practices that, you know, I went wherever people claimed there was something actually happening, where it was effective. And I saw things that I think some things I could explain and some things I had a hard time explaining. So now in the end, I kept getting regular follow-ups. I saw the neurologist, I saw the neurosurgeon, and we agreed to just wait because it was clear that, at least at the time, that doing surgery and chemo and radiation wouldn't substantially prolong my life versus not doing that. And so we decided to wait. And so as we waited, I kept exploring and pursuing this question, looking for miracles. And, you know, long story short, months turned into years. And after 7 years, I had a scan that showed nothing but scar tissue. And so that was 23 years ago. And the last symptoms I had, the last seizure I had were over 20 years ago now.
Wow. Isn't that amazing? So obviously a miracle did happen. Clearly prayer was part of it, if not the substantial part of it. And you go through a number of case studies in this book. The book is called Proving a Miracle. The cover is beautiful, but Proving a Miracle, Unlocking the Power of Prayer to Heal. It's published by HarperCollins, and it explores really the profound connection between science and faith and how faith really does or really can do miracles. So I guess it is, are miracles real? And the answer from the book is clearly yes, but people should read the book and read the case reports. Josh Brown is a very well-renowned and established neuroscientist. He is a professor of neuroscience at Indiana University, former chair of the graduate program at Indiana University. You can read more about the book and his work at Josh Brown Neuro. That's JOSHBROWNNEURO.com. Find out more about this book. Do get the book. If you get it, pass it on, or if you want to pass it on, pass it on to your neighborhood library. It's such a good book. It should be read by a ton of people. And Josh, I should ask you, since people always ask me to ask this question, is there an audio version of the book and did you do it?
Yes, there is an audio version of the book. You can get that wherever you buy audiobooks. And I did not personally record it. The publisher opted to have one of their professional narrators record it.
I've done 25 books and done 25 audio recordings, including several, I guess the first three or five books that I wrote were HarperCollins, maybe six books were HarperCollins, and I did audiobooks for them. And it is a miracle that anyone can listen to them. So Proving a Miracle, Unlocking the Power of Prayer to Heal. It's published by HarperCollins. Josh Brown, thank you very much. And our sponsors, LifesFirstNaturals.com, the makers of Truebiotics, Bovine Colostrum, and Dye Rescue, as well as Releasium. Releasium, look at that. If you've got nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or constipation, it turns out it can oppose all of those. At least in 71% of people, it takes care of them. If you do it 2 days before the day of and 2 days after, you get a GLP injection, or if you're taking the pills all the time, go to their website. They also have a great probiotic, especially for women with osteoporosis or osteopenia, as it increases bone density in the randomized controlled studies. That's the TruBiotics, as well as the other sponsor, which is for longevity.com, but the site they want you to go to, mywellsteps.ai. It's not a .com, it's a .ai, and get the AI health coach, and she can coach you. This is a demo on that site. The real one is at forlongevity.com, but it's just sold through businesses and hospitals. But you can demonstrate it what you want and tell your hospital about it. If they don't have it, mywellsteps.ai. Willa is the average coach. She's not the nicest coach. That's racial. And she's not me, Dr. Mike Roizen, who's a boot camp type coach. In any case, that's at mywellsteps.ai. And I hope you, as our listeners, download and try and download some of your podcasts from podcasthealth.com. It's really the best site for all health and well-being related podcasts. Of course, it comes from radiomd.com, or you can also download us, obviously, at iHeart or wherever you download us from. Josh Brown has been our guest. Proving a Miracle is the book for 1284B, and a great book it is. 1284A, the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. And this was a spectacular week in so much important medical news that has implications for you. Do download the A1284 as well. Thanks very much. We'll be back next week. We hope you are too.